Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW, the Red Pill Man Who Lights It Up Blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. We're continuing in the book of Genesis. Today's reading shall be from Genesis chapters 41 and 42. And this will be again from my 1560 Geneva Bible in English. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. And we begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. In Genesis chapter 41. And 2 years after, Pharaoh also dreamed, and behold, he stood by a river. And lo, there came out of the river seven goodly kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And lo, seven other kine came up after them out of the river, evil-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the evil-favored and lean-fleshed kind did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kind. So Pharaoh awoke. Again he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn grew upon one stalk, rank and goodly. And lo, seven thin ears, and blasted with the east wind sprang up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears. Then Pharaoh awaked, and lo, it was a dream. Now when the morning came, his spirit was troubled. Therefore he sent and called o'er all the soothsayers of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dreams. But none could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I call to mind my faults this day. Pharaoh, being angry with his servants, put me in ward in the chief steward's house, both me and the chief baker. Then we dreamed a dream in one night, both I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant unto the chief steward, whom when we told, he declared our dreams unto us. To every one he declared according to his dream. And as he declared unto us, so it came to pass. For he restored me to mine office, and hanged him. Then sent Pharaoh and called Yosef, and they brought him hastily out of prison, and he shaved him, and changed his raiment, and came to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to Yosef, I have dreamed a dream, and no man can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that when thou hearest a dream, thou canst interpret it. And Yosef answered Pharaoh, saying, Without me God shall answer for the wealth of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, In my dream, behold, I stood by the bank of the river, and lo, there came out of ye river seven fat-fleshed and well-favored kine, and they fed in the meadow. Also, lo, seven other kind came up after them, poor and very evil-favored, and lean-fleshed. I never saw the like in all the land of Egypt for evil-favored. And the lean and evil-favored kind did eat up the first seven fat kind. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still as evil-favored as they were at the beginning. So did I awake. Moreover, I saw in my dream, and behold, 7 ears sprang out of one stalk, full and fair, and lo, 7 ears withered, thin and blasted with the east wind, sprang up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. Now I have told the soothsayers, and none can declare it unto me. Then Yosef answered Pharaoh, Both Pharaoh's dreams are one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. This is one dream. Likewise, the seven thin and evil-favored kind that came out after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears, blasted with the east wind, are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have said unto Pharaoh, that God hath showed unto Pharaoh what he is about to do. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty in all the land of Egypt. Again there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, so that all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. Neither shall the plenty be known in the land by reason of this famine that shall come after, for it shall be exceeding great. And therefore the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh the second time, because the thing is established by God, and God hasteth to perform it. Now therefore let Pharaoh provide for a man of understanding and wisdom, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh make and appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of ye land of Egypt in ye seven plenteous years. And also let them gather all the food of these good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them keep it. So the food shall be for the provision of the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not by famine. And yet, in ye saying, pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. Then said Pharaoh unto his servants, Can we find a man as this, in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is no man of understanding or of wisdom like unto thee. Thou shalt be over mine house, and at thy word shall all my people be armed. Only in ye king's throne will I be above thee. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, Behold, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took of his ring from his hand, and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in garments of fine linen, and put a golden chain about his neck. So he set him upon the best chariot that he had, save one. And they cried before him, Abrek, and placed him over all the land of Egypt. Again Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-paaneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, ye daughter of Potipharah, prince of On. Then went Joseph abroad in the land of Egypt, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh king of Egypt. And Joseph, departing from the presence of Pharaoh, went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years the earth brought forth store. And he gathered up all the food of the seven plenteous years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up food in the cities, the food of the field, that was round about every city, laid he up in the same. So Joseph gathered wheat like unto the land of ye see in multitude out of measure, until he left numbering, for it was without number. Now unto Joseph was born 2 sons, before the years of famine came, which Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, prince of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, hath made me forget all my labor and all my father's household. Also he called the name of the second Ephraim, for God, said he, hath made me fruitful in the land of mine affliction. So the 7 years of the plenty that was in the land of Egypt were ended. Then began the 7 years of famine to come, according as Joseph had said, and the famine was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt was bread. At the length of all the land of Egypt was a famished, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go to Joseph. What he saith to you, do ye. When the famine was upon all the land, Joseph opened all places wherein the store was, and sold unto the Egyptians, for the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came to Egypt to buy corn of Joseph, because the famine was sore in all lands. Chapter 42. Genesis chapter 42. Then Jacob saw that there was food in Egypt, and Jacob said unto his sons, Why gaze ye one upon another? And he said, Behold, I have heard that there is food in Egypt. Get you down thither, and buy us food thence, that we may live and not die. So went Joseph's 10 brethren down to buy corn of the Egyptians. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, would not Jacob send with his brethren, for he said, Lest death should befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy food among them that came, for there was famine in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor of the land, who sold to all the people of the land. Then Joseph's brethren came and bowed their face to the ground before him. And when Joseph saw his brethren, he knew them, and made himself strange toward them, and spake to them roughly, and said unto them, Whence come ye? Who answered, Out of the land of Canaan, to buy victual. Now Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and he said unto them, Ye are spies, and are come to see the weakness of the land. But they said unto him, Nay, my lord, but to buy victual thy servants are come. We are all one man's sons. We mean truly, and thy servants are no spies. But he said unto them, Nay, but ye are come to see the weakness of the land. And they said, We thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. Again Joseph said unto them, This is it that I spake unto you, saying, Ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you which may set your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh ye are but spies. So he put them in ward 3 days. Then Joseph said unto them the third day, This do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in your prison house, and go ye, carry food for the famine of your houses. But bring your younger brother unto me, that your words may be tried, and yet ye die not. And they did so. And they said to one another, We have verily sinned against our brother, and yet we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear him. Therefore is this trouble come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, Warned I not you, saying, Sin not against the child, and you would not hear? And lo, his blood is now required. And they were not aware that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. Then he turned from them, and wept, and turned to them again, and communed with them, and took Simeon from among them, and bound him before their eyes. So Joseph commanded that they should fill their sacks with wheat, and put every man's money again in his sack, and gave them victual for the journey. And thus he did unto them. And they laid their victual upon their asses, and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack for to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money, for lo, it was in his sack's mouth. Then he said unto his brethren, My money is restored, for lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them. And they were astonished, and said one to another, What is this that God hath done unto us? And they came unto Jacob their father unto the land of Canaan, and told him all that had befallen them, saying, The man who is lord of the land spake roughly to us, and put us in prison as spies of the country. And we said unto him, We are true men, and are no spies. We be 12 brethren, sons of our father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. Then the Lord of the country said unto us, Hereby shall I know if ye be true men. Leave one of your brethren with me, and take food for the famine of your houses, and depart. And bring your youngest brother unto me, that I may know that ye are no spies, but true men. So I will deliver you your brother, and ye shall occupy in the land. And they emptied their sacks, and as they emptied their sacks, behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of their money, they were afraid. Then Jacob their father said to them, Ye have robbed me of my children. Yosef is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin? All these things are against me. Then Reuben answered his father, saying, Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee again. Deliver him to mine hand, and I will bring him to thee again. But he said, My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If death come unto him by ye way, which ye go, then ye shall bring my gray head with sorrow unto the grave. Thus ends today's reading in the book of Genesis. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. Inviting you back tomorrow for continued reading in the Holy Bible.